This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Steel gets all the glory, but aluminum is one of the industries that built this country too. You know, well-paid manufacturing jobs for generations of workers. But aluminum, along with a lot of other industries, got the short end of the globalization stick, especially in the past decade, as China flooded the aluminum market with cheap product, driving prices down and making it hard for American companies to compete in a global economy. So today and tomorrow, we're going to take a look at two communities in the United States, one in central Washington state, another in far upstate New York, hit hard by that market shift. Alcoa, the global metals conglomerate, has been downsizing its aluminum smelting operation. So first, today, Massena, New York, where the state has ponied up financial incentives to save hundreds of jobs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Massena, New York is a gritty factory town along the St. Lawrence River with a hydroelectric dam and lots of vacant industrial land. Back on November 2nd, 2015, this was what folks heard on the local news.
Alcoa says it will close its smelting facility in Massena
and lay off about 500 aluminum workers, making $65,000 or more a year, with health benefits and a union pension plan. The company was cutting U.S. production as it faced rock-bottom aluminum prices. Bob Smith, president of the local steelworkers union, had just made the first mortgage payment on his family's new house. He was installing the furnace and found himself
in the crawl space, looking down and just seeing the tears hitting the ground. You know, so that's what we went through.
Aluminum smelting started here in the early 1900s and boomed in the post-war years.
This is aluminum. Aluminum for our industries and aluminum for our homes.
Massena's factories ran hot right into the early 1980s. 10,000 or more skilled manufacturing workers making aluminum for Alcoa and Reynolds, cars for GM. Then in 2008, GM shut down. Alcoa downsized. But shortly after news of its final layoff in November 2015, word of a reprieve.
We have really, really great news for you today.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a $73 million incentive package for Alcoa to keep the plant open and 600 jobs in place until at least March of 2019. But decades of job loss, plant closures, and falling family incomes have taken their toll. Even with the deal to keep the last big factory in town from shutting down, local unemployment remains above 6%, among the worst in the state. Here's union aluminum worker David LeClaire.
You can't drive a street in this town without seeing a house or two for sale. If not run down, the drugs have moved in.
Aaron Covell is a guidance counselor at Massena Central High. With the American Federation of Teachers, she organized a People Over Profits rally to pressure Alcoa. She sees the result of deindustrialization as well-paid jobs for high school graduates disappear.
We have started helping students with food and clothing and shelter for not just the student, but for their entire family.
Main Street has a lot of boarded-up storefronts. Only a few restaurants and shops are open. There are economic development plans for the riverfront, which is a good start, says Karen St. Hilaire, a former county administrator and business professor. And how about those taxpayer subsidies to keep Alcoa and its jobs in Massena?
It's outrageous, and it makes no economic sense. It's more money than any of those people working there make.
Do the math, it's more than $100,000 per job.
However, I'm totally glad that it happened, because it at least buys us 3 years to do something else.
That something else is economic diversification. St. Hilaire convened a Facebook group to promote innovation in local agriculture, education, small business investment. At the local hockey arena, packed on a Friday night, there's still a strong civic spirit for the Massena High Red Raiders. Jim Heide, the former mayor and a retired GM worker, is a big fan.
Hockey's tremendous up here. Just keeps the community together.
Heide supported Donald Trump in November.
I felt that we needed a businessman running the business.
I met union guys in town who didn't vote for Trump, but like Heide, do hope the president will make well-paid industrial jobs a priority.
When you get the industries back here, when you get fair trade agreements, middle-class America will benefit.
Alcoa has not committed to keeping the smelter open after its financial deal with the state expires in 2019. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, Mitchell's going to take us to Wenatchee, Washington, where the state and its finances stayed away from those jobs, but the city is doing better than you might think.